The world is in a massive transition. Are you prepared? Hi, I'm Reverend Tracy L., and I am here to help you navigate through these uncharted waters. Many experts told me it was not possible to repair, regenerate, and restore my body. I proved them all wrong. Isn't it time for you to reclaim what is rightfully yours? If your answer is yes, then I invite you to join me while I will help you embrace the new earth and unlock your unlimited potential. Let's connect every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Tracy L. Clark Show, as featured on Transformation Talk Radio. The old ways of connecting are done, so let's embrace together the new and unleash the superhuman within.
Wow, another week. Can you guys believe that we are already into the mid of October? I think some of us are wishing this year would just sort of go by. We can snap our fingers. So thank you to everybody returning, all of our returning listeners and new listeners. We appreciate you so much tuning in and getting some groundedness and some insight of to what's coming, what you can do. And every week, that's what we strive to do with you here, is to help you transform, but also you be the guru of your own life, you be empowered in your own life, and make sure that, you know, you're moving forward in the direction you want, not what other people want. So we're in for a great show. I have so much I want to share with you with what's sort of happening in the world and some food for thought as we're transitioning into this new earth, and why you might be feeling a little patient. We're going to talk a little bit about sacrifice. But before we do that, we are getting ready to launch. If you haven't gotten our TLC 31 Days of Prayer book, which, you know, we've had incredible reviews. Thank you to everybody. It's just a little prayer book that you can open and read a prayer for the day. We're getting ready to launch the second one, which is 31 Days of Prayers and Affirmations, and they go really well together. So good for holidays, because holidays are coming. That'll be on Amazon soon, so watch for that. So very, very excited that that's coming out. The new prayer book is like a prayer book on steroids. When I was channeling these prayers, we're like commanding the body to move things, commanding the body to shift things. So you will be able to say it and speak it and, you know, really unlock your own true abilities and power, which is what's happening right now as the energy is shifting. People are unlocking their power. And why do you think the powers to be are so afraid of that? Because now you will know what's happening. You will be able to guide your own life. And that's the whole thing, is for you to be in charge of your life. So I'm really excited. If you want to know how to do that, come to the site, tracylclark.com. You can join the Telegram group. It's free. And you can also join Body with Jen, which you can listen to over and over and over. We have a weekend event coming up. There's so much happening this month, because there's so much happening in the world. All right. So a few things I want to share too. Don't forget, you'll want to tune in next week. I have, if you can see me on video, a copy of Blood Money. I don't know if you know who Chris is, but it's so ironic. No accidents in the world how this book came out now. Now, I was just able to finally get a copy. So hopefully, I'm not sure, I will not get through it all, I'm sure, by next week. But it is all about the medical industry, what he uncovered, labs, fraud, yeah, stealing taxpayers' money. It is like, I think they're going to make a movie out of this. They need to make a movie from what I've started. Pretty incredible. So I know we probably can't go into as much detail as we will want to, due to all the issues in the world, right, with what we can say and can't say. But I'm really excited to bring him on. And I think that there is no accidents and everything is divine timing. And that's something we have to really remember. If you want to submit a question today and have me shifted and adjusted, please submit it in the transformation on the contact page, and the producers will get it. Jessica will put it up there for us and we'll be able to answer it and shift it for you. So, because next week we have a guest, we've got a lot of guests coming up. So it's a great time today to shift your question, and then I'll be back. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, sometimes we don't realize why we're in a certain place or why something's happening to us. And right now, a lot of people are struggling with why is this happening? Why is it unfolding? Because it's very hard. We have to also understand to let go of, we really need to let go of a lot of things we become comfortable with in order to create something new. So I talk about this as the spirit of sacrifice, and it triggers a lot of people. And it triggers a lot of people because of the religious line and, oh, your sacrifice, I've sacrificed for that. No, you made a choice. and you made different choices, but why are you making those choices? And so a lot of times we say, well, if I'm letting that go, so you can't really bring in a better relationship until you let go of an old relationship, right? Or you've maybe say I've sacrificed 20 years at this job. So I gave all of my energy at this job, but none of it really felt like it gave back to you. And so you feel like you've sacrificed, but you made the choice. And we have to have different understandings and reasons as to why we are choosing something. So with that word, it does trigger people. Well, I want to do this. I want to do that. So your needs, wants, and desires start to come up. And what happens in that is that then you start to feel resentful or angry about the circumstances rather than understanding why is this maybe happening or what's the greater outcome. So there's something I've chosen to do. And you know, I've chosen that I won't be hopping on a plane and I won't be going to many places until a lot of this stuff continues to unfold. And we're seeing a lot of truth come out in the world. We're seeing it if you know where to look, not on MSM. You see it though, if you know where to look. And I encourage you to go look. I encourage you to get out of the box, because what that does is it's going to change our whole paradigm, which is going to allow you to do better work. A lot of people right now that are walking off their jobs or they're being let go, they are making a sacrifice, a choice for the betterment of all of humanity. They're making this choice to open up humanity and to say, we don't want to live like this. We want to live in a world where not just a few people are dictating. We want to live in a world where people are working together. People are being respected and honored and not pushed and not told you have to do something. So are they making a sacrifice? They are. But here's the thing is it a lot of them are making a choice to allow something better to come in for all of us. Every time we make these choices, it's better. It's better. It's similar to, I always say, when I left corporate, I was like single mom, two kids. And I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And it didn't happen right away that I jumped into what I'm doing now and it was all exploded. And people always look now and like, oh, you've got this business. And they look at now, they don't look at what the last 10 years were. They weren't there when, you know, you start out and you maybe have one client or you have, you know, you don't have programs, you don't have any of that. And so I had to say, I'm not going to sell my soul to the devil and go back into these corporate worlds. But I had to make changes in my life. I had to decide. I had to cut back on things. I had to use my savings. So people said, why would you sacrifice all that when you could go down and make all that money? Because that wasn't important to me. What was important to me was what was better for me, my health, my family, long-term. Where did I want to be long-term? I had to give things up along the way. But it didn't mean certain things didn't come back. It didn't mean the money didn't start to come in different ways. It didn't mean that, you know, I didn't reclaim my health and my vibrancy in a different way and joy and happiness. But I had to go through a period of time where it was uncomfortable and it was painful because I had to let go of the old. So we're all sacrificing something right now because we're let go of the old so we can have something bigger. So what did it do? By letting go of the old meant I wasn't job hunting anymore and I wasn't hopping and going, okay, I'm going to go here. I'm bored. I don't like it because I wasn't doing what I loved. What it meant is by really changing and letting go of things and buckling down for a little bit, it meant that I get to do something I love for the rest of my life and I get to show up. This is what this time period is for you. This is what this time period is for you. And I like to give you examples so you understand that this is what that time period is for you. So when you let go of things, you're saying no. When you look around the world at everybody that's walked off their jobs, everybody that's striking, they're saying no. Because if we don't say no, then what happens to humanity? Where does the control stop? Right. So this is about the freedom of letting go of the old world. I even said, like, are you willing to let go of shopping at big box stores? Are you willing to let go of that? Like I have family I love, I've not seen in a very long time, and they may be passing. And so if they pass, I can't go there, but I need to do this so I can continue to be healthy and continue, but I can connect with them in other ways. So I don't look at it as sacrificing. I look at it as how can I continue to be where I need to be true and honored to myself, but help humanity and continue to strive. And sometimes, you know, we don't always know what's going to happen on the other side. I was saying to my Miraculous Academy today in a voice note, we're on Telegram, so we're always like keeping everybody in the loop 24/7, what's happening. And I was saying to them today that sometimes you don't know why you're called to go somewhere or do something, but you feel it. And so right when I was in that process of, am I going to leave corporate, go back to corporate, and then what I'm doing now, I went to all these business networking meetings. Now, they did lead me to interviews for working for these big companies, but they never panned out. And I was like, well, why did I go to all those? Like, what a waste of time. That's what I was thinking at the time, because it was a long time ago. So I was thinking, that's what I was thinking at the time. And then, you know, years later, it's so funny, the place where I was going to do all the networking meetings was exactly the same place where I ended up holding my evening events and my Soul Sundays. So where they were live and in person was at that place. So spirit was putting me there, putting my energy there. But it wasn't until many years later that I was like, oh my God. And I looked at all these places and we ended up there. So I'm like, oh my word, like here I am. And I'd already been in this facility, this space. So it was leaving an imprint for something that had to happen later. So what we're doing right now in the world is leaving an imprint for things that are going to unfold for you later. So if you get caught in that, what's happening? Because a lot of us that are awake, what people don't talk about, a lot of us that are awake. So keep in mind, all this stuff that people are learning about now, I learned about 18 years ago. Like, trust me, I was reading David Icke 18 years ago. and I'm looking at the energy and I'm shooting. Back then it was a complete, you know, people are like, you are looey wooey, you know, but 18 years ago. So I've been waiting at this door for a long time. So look at it like a big gate. So the big gate is there. I show up at the gate and there's like 10 of us. We're like, okay, when does the gate open? The gate can't open until X amount of people show up. So we've been all early to the party and we're like, okay, we're impatient. Like, just open the gate. Just let us in. We know what's on the other side. What's on the other side is a better world, a better banking system, a better healthcare system, a better integrated space, energy workers, better way. Like, the news is reporting good things and happy things, not fear. Because I said this on a YouTube video yesterday. If this thing was real, all the homeless people would be dead. They would be dead. You wouldn't need to turn on your TV to know what was going on. You wouldn't. You'd walk out your front door and people would be dropping like flies, and you would have family members. Like, it would be like a panic, because you would not ever need to turn on a television or a radio. You wouldn't. So think about that, food for thought. So that's how much, you know, mental programming that's been going on since radio and TV have been invented. And this is why, even here, like when you guys come here, you're looking for something outside of the box. You're looking for more awareness, connection. You're like, something's wrong over there. You know it. So you realize something's wrong. I knew something was wrong with these systems since I was a little kid. So then when this all came to me all these years ago, I started lining up the gate and waiting for this, right? We're like, oh, we want this to happen. So I'm at the gate. And it's been 18 years waiting for the gate. So now I'm like, open the gate. I have my impatient moments, just like you. I'm like, open the gate, open the gate. And we're still waiting for people. We're like, oh, no, you know, not yet. We don't have enough people, not yet. You know, people need to stand up more. People need to learn more. So this never happens again. So it can end. And that's what this whole Aquarius age, right? Like, we're changing the way we live, the way we are, and we've got to pull it down, destruction. So that's why you're getting impatient. Yeah, the planets are backwards. And yes, you know, you're like, I want to just, you know, yell at somebody, and you're seeing accidents everywhere and stuff's unfolding. But you're like, you can feel what's on the other side. You can't see it all, maybe, but you can feel it. So you're getting impatient because you're like, now rip it off. I want it now. But we still gotta wait. And you can't see for miles. There's so many people at that gate. And you can't see it because there's so a sea of people. You're like, we got enough people. And spirit's like, no, there's a divine, perfect time and plan. And the gates will open very soon. They are going to open. And it's not going to be like a crazy stampede like you see on Boxing Day sales or Black Fridays. You know how crazy people get? I never understood that. Never been to one. Don't care to be to one. And the consumer age is coming to an end as we know it. So we never have to worry about that again. Thank you, God. But it will be people hand in hand, arm in arm, walking through the gate, literally looking, going, what are we going to create now? But a lot of what we've already been planting and creating is already on the other side. It's already there. So many people behind the scenes and many people for hundreds of years now have been, you know, gathering more people to help set something new in place. Your thoughts, your businesses, look at all the people that are doing alternative healing. You know, look at people that, whether they're tarot readers or whether they're, you know, energy workers like what I do, and intuitives, how we channel, we get information, or, you know, the radio stations like we have here, Transformation Talk Radio, or you've got other, you know, TV networks that are flowing. Like, these are all the new way where people are going to go, I want more of that information. I want so much more of that. And that's what's bringing this down. But it's already, these seeds are already on the other side. So what happens when the gate opens, you'll find your new house, you'll find your new space, and you'll be like, oh, but everybody will be working together. So that spirit of impatience that you've been waiting a long time, you know, you're on that break. You got to remember, I'm getting promoted. You're getting promoted. So if you're taking a breather right now and you're that person, I've been there with you, where you're like, oh, I need to do this for humanity. I might lose my job for a bit, but it's only going to be for a bit. And something better, because they can't sustain this. And people all over the world are coming together. They're coming to that gate, and the gate is ready to open. And I just want to thank that hand of God and have you come with me and just come into agreement where we are arm in arm saying we're ready for the gate to be open. And it's just like, come. We were on the free Telegram group. If you join tracyhaleclark.com at the bottom, every day I do a prayer blessing to start the day. And yesterday was so beautiful because Spirit just said it was simple. It's like, you know, it's time to wake up. It's a whisper to the world. It's time to wake up. So for the people that need that nudge, it's a nudge. It's time to wake up. Thank you, God. It's time to wake up. And by doing that allows more energy to those people to wake up. And lots of people are waking up, and lots of people are like, this isn't right. And lots of people are like, we need to. So there's more of that space of us waking up than not. Don't be fooled. So when you get impatient or you feel like you're sacrificing something, ask yourself, is this touched? Is this sacrifice energy I feel? Is it because of a choice I made and it's attached to an energy that makes me feel like I'm missing out on something? Well, maybe that could come later and come better. So you're not missing out on anything. You're not. But there's things we do because we know it's better for all of humanity. Like I said, I know for me, I need to stand strong in what I hear, because we have a whole world that we need to come together. And my little piece still needs to be part of that puzzle. There's this huge puzzle of all of us in all the world, and you're a piece of it. We're little pieces of it. So we got to make sure that we stand true to what we're hearing, what we're seeing, what we're feeling. And that's what I teach you guys all the time. That's what we're constantly talking about in our Telegram groups or our classes, as we're shifting the energy. We're shifting the energy. We have a 2-day weekend event on next 23rd, 24th. And it's Zoom. You get full replay. You can use the code FREEDOM. I've left it up. It was our Canadian Thanksgiving code. I left it up for your discount if you can't make the whole thing. But I'm telling you, we're going to be shifting money, real time, what's happening energetically, relationship, love, and health. And we just channel. We channel for 2 days and we shift the energy together. It is literally, people tell me they go back and they watch, we only do them twice a year, and it's online because we can't be in person where we are. So online, and I can't be in person because I'm not allowed to go into anything other than good groceries, and I can do hair, nails, and feet. So the things I love are still open. And I can go to my one favorite store. So it's still open. So that's good. So I can still do that for a little bit of time. But so we're online, but what we do is we shift, and people tell me they go back to last year's and they watch it and they're like, oh my God, I get another shift. Because how energy works is, you might say, I understand that I shifted that, but there's always a different layer that comes off. And in the new world that we're ready, like, we're already here. When those gates open, you'll be like, I am creating that. I'm manifesting that. And my space is to empower you. So you're walking down the street. This thing I always say about body regen that I love so much, all these things are great, but I love teaching you. So when you're walking down the street, you can help that person instantly. They don't even need to know what you're doing, but I teach you how you can help them, how you can help yourself, and how you can help your loved ones, and how you can help transition them, how you can help awaken them, how you can shift things out of the body, things that have been stuck in there. Because a lot of bodies right now are going to be feeling a lot of aches and pains. And we also need to be there to help them as they're going to be healing from a lot of things put in their body. And there's a lot of cool stuff unfolding there as well. So I hope you got all that. I'm just so excited today. Why am I excited? Because the door is getting ready to open. And I think it's so important that this door, that we all just walk through it with the celebratory energy and not get caught up in the garbage out there and really get caught up in what humanity is doing. I have to apologize. I have a very itchy nose today because I had Maggie up here before. She was visiting us. She's my little Persian who's like, what is she like? 4 pounds, 5 pounds, but she sheds, she gets all in your nose. So there's a side note for you. We're real time. It is what it is. Okay. I'm going to answer some of your questions. If any of that resonates for you, send us a comment, let us know, let me know, you know, the producer will put it through, but I love hearing your comments. I love hearing your feedback, even on the YouTube, like it means so much to me. Or if you're sending notes into the office, because the more I get your feedback and what you also require, the more the energy shifts and channels through. And I'll tell you, so we can help you. And that's out of whole spaces to be able to help you. And that's what this show is, to help you grow, expand your energy fields. And that's why we love your questions and we love your feedback. It's really, really important because I know what it's like to feel like you're alone. Trust me, been there. So our community was made so no one needs to ever feel alone ever. All right. So Laura, my ankle really swells up when I drive for a long period of time or stand. Yeah, it doesn't like the stagnant position. So what's happening is when it's stagnant, there's an energy going on in your body that says, if it's like stagnant for a long time, so you're not moving that. So yes, the circulatory stuff, we can adjust that. But the energy behind that is if you're stagnant, you've got a belief that then your body's already conditioned enough that it's like, well, then I'm not moving, I'm stagnant. So it's swelling up to remind you to get moving, to release the energies that are being stuck. So you have a lot that's flowing between the left and the right. So we'll just open that. And what we'll do, thank you, God, is I'll shift the body to strengthen the ankles and to strengthen the way that the system is talking and communicating. So whether you're standing, driving, sitting, that the body knows there's still movement. So it looks like you also have to remind yourself as you're driving, it's moving, letting it go, release, let it go, release, let it go. So that way, you know, you're right. And it's funny because your right side, right, is all about that letting go. Left side's about bringing energy in. Right is letting go. Left is bringing energy in. We'll be talking more about that at Body Regen tomorrow night. It's like, that's how you know, right? So, and then you can open it up, open the exit porthole so it can flow. But the body needs to know that it's in movement all the time. And I don't mean just movement physically. I mean energetically as well. So the internal and external field. So your body has the energy inside you and has the energy outside of you. And it's always talking. So if things feel stagnant, it'll get stuck and you'll swell. And that's how your body's like, move, move, move. And then again, always make sure you're very hydrated. So we'll adjust that as well. Thank you, God. Okay, there we go. All right, Artie. With sacrifice, I feel no one person has the right to choose what is best for the greater good. But when it comes to doing healing work on others, I feel quite far away from feeling or imagining it. What's my block? You have to choose what is right for you. So if you are doing something, so in the spirit of sacrifice, there's always things you will make for the better good of what you're doing for your world. You're not going to say, I'm going to sacrifice this and the whole world's going to change. That's not how it's going to work. But you might say, so like back into my example, I'm very sensitive to medicine. People know I've already died in the hospitals from medicine. So, you know, not interested in going there again. I'm just not. And I have a very strong conviction for me, but I would never say someone else couldn't choose that. But I also choose that because I've had so many messages from spirit of things that I still need to do. And I don't need that interference in the time right now, cleaning that out for me. This is me. Do what you want to do. No judgment there. So people could say, well, you're sacrificing going into a restaurant or going into a game. I don't care. To me, it's not sacrifice. I'm doing what I need to do for my piece of the puzzle. And when you're working with others, you need to understand, and this is what I'll start to move it, is it's not you. So when I work, I always set myself up. And we do talk a lot about this in Body Regen. I set my energy up that I'm the conduit. So I clean up all the lines between whoever and wherever I'm going in the day or working with or groups. I clean them up and then I allow spirit to channel. So it's not me. I'm just a vehicle. So when you move yourself out of the way, And then you just ask for spirit. Here comes Maggie again. You ask for spirit. She has lots to say. Told you she's been here. She's like, pay attention to me. And then you let spirit go through you. Then what happens is you start to, that energy will open. So we have to remove that it's you and override it. Thank you, God. We're going to open the field to allow spirit. Now, I don't let spirit come in my body. I don't let that when I channel, but I can have communication with spirit. But spirit will go through, will like the energy can go through the energetic field. I don't need a beam popping in my body, but the energy can come through my body and we can work together that way. But I don't let the actual beam, you know how people channel and the beam goes in their body? Like I don't let that happen. I hope that makes sense. But I allow spirit to flow through me. So usually for me, I ask the Christ consciousness. It's okay. The Christ consciousness can flow through me, but not sit in me. So the energy can flow through me to help people transition and change in their health and their issues. So you allow the energy. So that's what I'm going to do is open it up because it looks like you're getting stuck in that energy is feeling. You don't need to feel or imagine. You just need to allow it to be. And then you're like, okay, where am I going to next? Where's the attention going to next? Start there. We can open that up. The other thing that people do have an issue with, and this is very common, so we can adjust this, is when you start becoming that conduit to allow the energy to flow through you. So then it's your words, it's your hand movement, it's whatever you're doing to break up the energies to help somebody. There's a big accountability and responsibility that comes with that to stay in your highest vibration, to stay in clarity, neutrality, and to never be working on people if you're, you know, if you're having a horrible, horrible day and you've just had a fight with your spouse or whoever and you can't get out of it, the last thing you should be doing is really working on someone because until that energy is clean. Or if you're grieving a big loss, you're not going to run and work on somebody because your energy, you got to keep it clean, you got to keep it balanced, you got to keep it centered, because there's a huge accountability that you also hold. And a lot of people get afraid of that and they don't want that, or they're the reason they get tired after working on people is because they're holding too much of their energy to try to help somebody versus allowing spirit. So I teach all this stuff. It's really, really important. And these sound basic, but I'm telling you, they're the strong foundational principles that are needed if you want to work with other people and allow spirit to just flow through you. And you're just a conduit. It's not you at all. It's not me. When people say, oh my God, this happened and this shift, and they get all excited. I don't have this issue anymore. And I don't have this health issue. And I'm like, well, that's all spirit. It wasn't me. Spirit does it. I just showed up just as I was told. So we show up together and spirit flows through. So I hope that helps, because we'll just shift that for you. How can I help others panic and negativity from affecting me? I try not to let it, but sometimes it does. That's a good question, Melissa. Very good. Yeah. One thing I also say a lot is I'm not taking that in. And I do use the example, like I said on the YouTube video, I'm like, you need to sometimes just take a step back. I understand how you're feeling, but if this was this big, you wouldn't need the TV to tell you, the homeless people would be dead. You'd be surprised how many people stop in their tracks because they don't have showers and hand sanitizer and, you know, they're eating out of the garbage can and they're all there. They're all still doing okay. I've been down to Tent City. They're all over the world. Yeah. So they're there. So food for thought. So sometimes we need to look out of the box, and sometimes you got to assert a boundary and say, I respect where you're coming from, but I'm going to choose not to actually go into that conversation with you because I look at it a different way. So I will respect you if you can respect me. Now, if it's mass areas, I just don't go in them. And really now you have to have, and I'll increase the discernment, who you can talk to about certain things. And we got to increase the discernment. Thank you, God. So there is some old energy around sort of people pleasing. We got to remove that, guys. There's no more time for people pleasing. Thank you, God. We're going to remove that and override it. So you can see a discernment. So it's like a lightning rod coming down the spine, being very strong, and then use the words very carefully because you can see how they'll interpret them. So it's like, you know what? I look at this very differently, or perhaps you would like to take a look at this. But again, people are not going to be ready until they're ready. So do not waste your energy trying to wake someone up. Just say, I'm here if you need it, and carry on. Don't waste your energy. I'm telling you, you will be exhausted by the end of the day. Michael, my grandpa's been hanging on in a weak state for a long time, but he doesn't want to be here. He needs to, it's actually very interesting, and we can start to point him in the way to go. So a lot of times he's got unresolved business, but it's unresolved in the sense of words not spoken. So there's some, you can see there's words that he needs to put to bed, he needs to reconcile with, but that's not able to happen. So what we can do to help him, thank you, God, is, and there's also a fear of what's on the other side. There's a fear that if I let go completely, you know, what does that look like? So there's a few things we can do is ask his spirit team to come more forth to show him that by letting go, the other side is free. It's good. It's beautiful. It's freedom, really freedom. And then we'll remove the accumulation of where he feels there's unfinished business that he can't go until that's cleaned up. And that's actually very strong with him, but it's coming as words. Like there's things that he just either he can't speak or he doesn't know how to speak, but it's all locked up in here. So let's start to open that. And I'll just speak to the heart to release the burdens and to release the responsibilities. And we'll override it. Thank you, God, with the safety to be free to let go when you're ready. So what we call that in energy work is also helping the spirit transition. So there's a few things that we can place in his field to help him transition and to be free and then to let go. So you'll probably notice if for sure I don't like giving times can move, but it's really quickly starting to drop off. So we'll give him what he requires. Cause I know it's hard. These are our loved ones. We're all dealing with people leaving the planet right now. And we'll be dealing with many more people leaving the planet through the winter time. So, Alyssa, I was wondering if you could please send a blessing to my daughter to help remove her fears and anxiety that she's been living with even more these days. A lot of it on the planet, for sure. I'm not sure how to help her. Been feeling challenging over the both of us to navigate through the beginnings of her teens. And I was wondering if you might be able to have some insight. Yeah, we can also strengthen her. So there's us, and we'll adjust some of the hormones, because as we go into teenage years, there's hormones, and that doesn't complete until you're like 26, 27. So it continues to go. That's why there's decisions that you're just like, why are you doing that? Because they're still developing. What the energy shows is the more you have the conversations with her, you got to just keep keeping a safe space. So for her, the world doesn't feel safe. Now, this is not uncommon right now, though, for teens. The world doesn't feel safe. You know, I hear of a lot of people that are losing their children right now because the world doesn't feel safe. And there's also an energy that's being pumped into the planet, like shame on them, by these dark energies. They're pumping into the planet things like stop doing what you're doing. So intuitive workers might feel like they should stop doing what they're doing, or get out, leave the planet, don't be here. Like it's a lot of negative chatter. And it's really important to teach teens to say, to take the moment and tune in and say, okay, truthfully, is this mine or someone else's? They got to get really good on that. That's an energy 101. Everybody teaches it, but it's very true. Is this mine or someone else's? And what am I afraid of? What am I afraid of that's unfolding that I don't feel I have control over? This is a kind of conversation, and she's a lovely little spirit who's very sensitive and very empathic. So if you can just ask her maybe to journal that or keep those thoughts, we can strengthen that as she expresses that or moves through that, that the energy can dissipate and she can feel stronger and empowered. There's also an energy. She's not sure. There looks to be pressure already of kind of how she fits in the world. So as the world is changing right now, she's not sure how she fits in the world. So just remind her, she doesn't need to fit any box right now. The whole world is changing. Just like, honey, the whole world's changing. You don't need to fit in anyone's box. You just be a kid. Just focus on your school and be a kid right now. That's going to be changing too. But they feel it, right? They can't see it, but they feel it. So just tell her she fits. She has a place. I'm just going to remind her little energy. She fits. She has a place in this world and she's going to be okay. And just remind her that. And every time it comes up, she can reset and let go, reset, let go. You can show her on the YouTube. I know she gets it. She's very, very bright. So we'll just adjust that for her too. Love it. Oh, you're doing a great job. It's tough. And you know, my heart, I always do blessings for the world with children right now. It's hard for us as adults to know what's going on, to navigate. And these poor little babies, like we got to protect them at all costs, guys, all costs. Something keeps me from hiding my power. You know what? You feel us. No, it's that accountability factor. and that I was talking about with Artie earlier, Debbie, it's an accountability factor. And it looks like once you really own it, it'll open up. Just own it. It's okay. You're not going to make a mistake. You're not going to hurt somebody. As long as you're like being with spirit, the God of your understanding, universe divine, you're bringing that beautiful love energy in and you're just wanting there to be and just discern the art of discernment and the accountability. So we'll adjust that and then you'll see it. You'll be fine. It'll be fine. Okay. Louise, recently, I learned that our next door neighbor sold their large property to a builder who will be putting multiple homes in their place, closing up a beautiful space and boxing us in. We've made a decision that next June, I'm ready to leave both my home and partner before the construction commences. Oh yes. Alignment around that for sure. Financial independence. This is awesome. Freedom to choose where to be. You definitely, this is a great space and choice for you. I'm really proud of you for doing this during this time because it shows you do need, you need space to breathe that. So you felt that right away. You did it. There's a lot of new blessings that are actually going to come forward because of this, similar to what I said, you were taking action. So you can see that and you can see, I'm so glad you love the daily prayers. Yeah. There, but you can see the new blessings coming in. So it changes everything for you. You get a better place that loves you more, that you love more, that there's better business, like your business will open up after we get through a lot of this too. So during this transition, and it's a great time because you can see, and I was saying this on the Telegram group, that I keep smelling like flowers, like it's spring. And I'm like, why do I keep smelling like spring? And it was like, well, a lot will change between now and then. And then things are going to, you know, really start to find their way. Now, again, we're going to have to build, we're going to be rebuilding and creating things probably till 25 for sure in all of this between now and 2025, which will go fast, but 25 to 30, 2030 is what I mean. Then all these things will really start to come forth into fruition. So it's going to happen before then, how we found have our foundation, but lots more, you have a lot more connections. So it's to see you connecting with different people, more people, and there's a vibrancy. So it's funny, your spirit team also says she's going to get younger. So you're going to feel like all this weight's been lifted, which people always say to me, they'll say, well, why you seem like you get younger? I said, well, because the weight lifts off of us, but you can see that. So you're going to feel more vibrant and then you're going to start to do some de-aging. And, you know, I'm not saying that's a negative thing at all. It's just, they keep saying, so maybe it's something you've asked for because they keep saying she's going to start to, you know, change her look, her way. You can see it. And I want to dance. Like you just, there's a freedom that comes. So you're doing great. So I'm going to align this because this is beautiful and you're on the Telegram. So you can keep me posted. Guys, come to the Telegram. You'll love it so much. SC. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your beautiful compliment. I received that very well. Many issues with your teeth and with dentists. Oh, I hear you guys. I have been experiencing a lot of pain in your gums and teeth. Post to getting a root canal, temporary fillings. I'm also not feeling very confident with this latest dentist. Yeah, they need an overhaul too, right? Should I seek out a new dentist? Have previously had root canals with? It looks like we do have to align you for a new dentist for sure. There's also, though, a lot of energy that's stuck in the mouth that's very much coming up. So all your teeth are connected to organs. I don't know if you guys know this, but it looks like where the heart energy got overloaded. Remember, energy comes in through the heart and then it pushes to an organ. That's what it does. So when something gets blocked, it pushes that energy to an organ. And so then it backs up into other areas. So your teeth will be a very big reflection of things that are going on in the organs. And dentists now can do, even like good ones do, like this sort of DNA testing where they can look at, they can take a swab. I know my dentist does this, and they can see the bacteria in your body and equate it to things that you could have show up in your body, which is a really cool new technology. So you know what area to work on energetically and bacteria wise and why you have the toxins. And I've had a lot of people when they do it and then we move the energy and then it changes and things get better. But there seems to be a lot of, they say remove everywhere that you have had to bite off more than you can chew. So where you've taken on projects or people, places or things, those can all be projects, right? People can be big projects. Oh my word. People can be huge projects, right? So bite off where you've bitten off more than you can chew and where it's affected the energetic body and it affected the internal organs. So I'll start to move that for you. Okay. And that should start to, lift off a little bit more. But definitely we want to make sure it does show for you to have a different dentist. And then we'll make sure that we move that and open that up so that we can align. There we go. Yeah. And you need a dentist that is more in alignment with you. Yeah, these ones seem very cold. They don't really understand what's going on. And you need to be able to have that open conversation. So looks like you'll come down to two. So we'll line that up for you too. Sherry, oh, you love this morning's video on the Miraculous Academy. Oh, I'm so glad about the memory. Yeah, memory, why we lose our memory. Exactly. Release whatever that is, it seems I put into place to block memories. So a lot of times we will block memories because it is a safety mechanism, like you said. So we can start to open that up. But what they say to do for you is a slow drip. Spirit's very clear. We need to have this a slow drip. So the memories can come back. If they flood it at once, you go into panic and anxiety, a slow drip. So a lot of times when that happens, we want to do it in the sleep center as well. So you only need to deal with in the waking state, certain ones. Other ones look like they can go away, and then we can strengthen the memory to just come back, that it's safe, and that we can unlock anything from the unknown realm to the known realm, and then slow drip. So we'll start there because that's usually a guidance and a protection. So you don't go into chaos. We don't want any of that. And then you can see though, it's going to come back on. I love it. Thank you, God. Yeah. I love it. I'm trying to understand. I'm making this sacrifice about not traveling, but I miss seeing and interacting with my boyfriend who lives abroad. So I'm subconsciously choosing to have long distance relationships because I have difficulty having intimate relationships. Yeah. Yeah, I know. We all miss, like I said, we all, there's things we love doing and we miss having that person with us or, you know, whatever that is. But you're correct. If long distance relationships are, and this is very good of you, if they're very prominent, there's always something that we have, and we can start to open this up, something that's deep within us that is afraid to make that commitment or have them in our space. Sometimes too, the bodies get just very comfortable. They like having their own spaces. Like I met people that are married and they live in houses side by side. So they have great relationship, but they just like to have their own space. But what it looks like is there's an energy there that if somebody was in your space, there seems to be some trauma in the field that I'll move out. Around hurt, like somebody looks like they really invaded your space and they took kind of like your, what you would want as private time. So you did sacrifice energy to someone, you know, you got out of it, but there's a memory there. Cause you can see it. It's like, if I have somebody in my space, what am I going to give up? And I can't be fully me. And so that will keep people more out of your space. So it's about being in your space. It's like, if someone's in my space, what do I have to give up? Like, it's almost like at some point, and I'll clear this lifetime and other lifetimes, that you lost yourself in other people's spaces. So you kind of made a vow to yourself. You never want to lose who you are again. So it's safer to just have your own space, your own place. But if somebody is truly in there all the time, so let me start to unplug and cut those cords so they don't have to be, that doesn't have to be a worry, that there can be, you can be nice and strong. We can open this up, that you can have a union with someone in the same space on a regular basis, and you can both thrive and be who you are. When I actually open that energy, I get a little bit of pushback. So I'll just, we'll ask spirit to be very gentle and just drop it very gently. Okay. I like it. Good job. And yeah, I know it's hard, guys. It's hard. If you can figure out your travel and you're okay with it, then you go do it. Remember, guys, you go do it. I know for me, I have other reasons. So I don't, you know, I'm like, I'm okay to sacrifice because to me, it's a choice. It's just a choice. I'm an energy like, oh, it doesn't trigger me that way. It's just, I'm okay with that. I'm okay to let that go. I'm okay not to enjoy those things right now because I'm actually can be really happy just where I am. Just where I am. Okay. Veronica, I have mentally said goodbye to my job as I feel I'll be let go, and also to the new opportunities. I don't feel quite prepared yet to provide healing services, but to support myself in the meantime, I'm thinking of developing products. Yeah, we can align. I love that. Yeah. To sell products, bring out products, things that you like to do. It's like your own little shop. It looks really good. Actually, there's a lot of energy there, and we can open the door up for the healing work. We can open the door up for collaborations. We're going to open that up because that's all coming. You can see that's all coming, and that is part of the new world. So If you've taken Body Regenerate, you can still sign up. But the reason I keep talking about this is I had to let go of doing, like, I don't have time to do one-on-ones. I have private clients, I have emergency sessions, and need it now, and that's all I have time to do. So all these people still want to look for somebody that can help them and shift them. So we've been working to develop, to help, to say, oh, you can go to these people and help you build your businesses. That's what this is all about. So you can also build, because the healing modalities of the world, the energy that we do is going to become part of the new earth. It's already set up in the new earth. So when I talk about integrative medicine, we will have very good technology in medicine that's going to come forward, but we're also going to have integration. So the old way is crumbling. It'll be like, oh, you need medicine. Okay. You need medicine for a short time, right? Medicine is meant for 6 months, maybe a year, while you're working to restore the body, not to be on your whole life. That's not what it's for. It's like, okay, I need the medicine for this. So what do I need to do? And that's where the energy workers and healers and all these people coming together around the world, right? That's where, you know, that's where that's going to be. And it's like vacant jobs everywhere. So we need to fill the vacancies. So that's part of our mission of what I'm doing with the Body Regen. And we have, if you take the first three modalities, you can learn, they're online. So you can, you know, at any time pop in, if you want them live, they're now, but you can sign up and watch the replays. You get through those. We have a 5-day class in the spring to help set you up so we can help get you guys out there. Cause I know what it's like. I've built my businesses. I get it, but I know what it's like when it's challenging. How do you get out there? What do you do? Well, we gotta help each other. So that's why we're forming that, because we need more. There's vacant spots everywhere. We need more. So thank you, God. So we'll align that too. I love it. Products is great. And then you'll have your website and you have your products and we can all help each other. So, you know, and off you go. And that's what has to happen right now. And that's what we're all working to do in the world, is how do we create outlets to help other people? So, you know, when we've already cleared the path, on, and we've cleared it in many ways to get to where we are, our job is to help you clear your path to get to where you want to go. So that's why we're all helping each other up the ladder of life. And that's what we do. So people can find you and off you go, because it needs to happen. I like it. I feel a bit of a loss, Grizel. Are there any messages that spirit guides me to have? Yeah, it's because the energy of where you've been has been such in a rut. Like, you are at the door waiting, like I said, with the rest of us, like, come on, let's get going. But I'm going to actually suggest this for you, because it really shows you to dive into your healing, your ability in terms of how you can help others. And that looks like it opens a whole new door, a whole new career for you as well. And this other space, I'm not saying it's going to go away. Like, it's still kind of there, but for you, that this is like, they say it's another, it's like a golden ticket. It's like, embrace it. Start practicing with people, get busy with it, because it's going to open another door. And then you're going to start to feel fulfilled. You're a very big giver. You love to be out in the world. You're very connected. You're very talented. So it needs you. It's like I say, keep seeing this vacant, like, positions everywhere. I've never seen that before from spirit, but it's like opening. It's like you open in the old days of papers and there's a million jobs. Well, there's going to be like this for all the new earth. And remember, because there's a lot of people are choosing to leave us over this next 6 to 8 months to next 2 years, there's a lot of new positions. So that's we're going to need to be there. So I'm going to open that for you because I love it. Michelle, I'm having issues with my right leg, numbness and some pain. Oh, yes. Okay. I'm going to actually do some adjustments, in the DNA and genetic coding and the vagus nerve system. Here's why. And we'll start to pull the nerve endings back. It looks very, the vertebra looks very crunched. So it definitely, we've got to command the vertebra to open, to release the energy and pull the nerve system back. And it looks like it got crunched, is becoming numb, because moving through this time for you also feels very quicksand, like, you know, like you'd be going through cement almost. So the body sort of is trying to go through and release, but it's feeling numb on that side of what's next, like the what's next. And it's going, your body's trying to look at what's next, like all the way out 10 years. So let's pull the energy back to just tomorrow, the next week. That's it. Don't go further than that right now, guys, because the whole world's changing. Like I said, the truth is coming out like crazy. The whole world is changing. So we want to make sure that, you know, don't go too far out, because whatever we expect is not going to be what we expect. And how it unfolds is not going to be what you and I think it's going to unfold. We can get glimpses, we move through it, but spirit's got a much bigger, better plan. Like bigger, better plan. I just keep seeing last night, we had these huge fireworks off our balcony. Like they were massive. We don't get fireworks like that where I am. And we haven't had fireworks in years. And I'm like, not like that. So they were exploding. I was like, wow, this is like such a celebratory time of the new. And I was looking at it. I'm like, wow, we need to celebrate all the new that's coming in. So let's adjust that for you and remove that accumulation of numbness from the internal and external environments. It just didn't, let's just say, shut you down in the vagus system, got overwhelmed. So we got to turn those light switches on a little bit more. All right. Henrietta, wondering if you can give me some insight in my stomach, includes burning like an inferno. Oh, and spasms and heart. Oh, yeah. All right. So let's take a peek here. Oh, here we go. The lining looks very raw. All right. So when the lining goes raw in our stomach and we get heartburn, there's usually a hidden underlining stress. And you can, I just want to open this a little bit more of the things that we are working to process, move through, but there's also some external factors that are making it more difficult to process. And so the lining, the acid, so things that are burning to move forward in your life, burning to let go of in your life, burning to create in your life. Like it's like, literally it's burning a hole in your stomach. It's like we were just saying, you want to get these things. There's like at the door, there's more things you want to do, more things you want to bring in. And the body looks like it's turned upside down, like in the stomach area. So let's just calm that down. Again, we want to start to adjust some of the telomeres and some of the mitochondria. So they're asking to adjust the telomeres and the mitochondria. So telomeres have a lot to do with aging and stuff. So they keep us nice and youthful and, you know, a little more calm. But so does the mitochondria. So when the mitochondria gets overloaded, that's when we get all these issues and more things going on. And in the DNA, which when we get overloaded in issues, the DNA gets crusted and then the DNA starts to deteriorate, then the mitochondria deteriorates. So it's all this crazy stuff that goes on in the body. Just energy. I'm just telling you the energy of it. Did I see energetically? Not. You can go read science, I guess, behind it. But this is always what I look at is what spirit tells me. Some people ask me, are you a doctor? Or did you, I have to go, I'm like, what spirit just show me about the mitochondria? Sometimes I have to go Google it. Cause I'm like, what are we? And I'm like, oh, that's exactly what spirit showed us. Spirit always tells us the right thing. So let's start to do some repair. I'm going to go back 15 years actually, cause that's where the energy started to implant in the stomach. So there was stuff going on about 15 years ago that we have to start to unhook that accumulation of energy. Thank you, God. And to override, and we're just the burning to get out of things, to move through things, to get rid of things. Let's start to ease that up in the body as well. Thank you, God. I can feel it. It's almost like, feels like if you've had lots of coffee or something, it doesn't feel so good, right? Thank you, God. Okay, pull that out. Good job. Wow. You guys did amazing, amazing. We got through all your questions. This is why I like it when you submit your questions, because we can get through them all. That should sit, give it about 3 days. And then you'll notice there's things that you just can't eat or take in anymore. So your body's going to start rejecting certain foods. So listen to that as well. All right. So if you haven't got your 31 days of prayer book, go on Amazon, get it, get ready. We're getting number two. You'll love how they go together. We have Chris Rydell with us next week. I'm so happy to have you here. I hope you'll join me on Body Regen and have some fun. And like I said, there's so many vacant opportunities here. We are connected with people all over the world that are creating new school systems and new systems. It's amazing what's unfolding out there, guys. The old is crumbling. We're going to hear a lot of things around the financial market. Get stocked up. If you're not on our Telegram, come. You want your silver, your gold. We talk about that all the time. You call Jeremy from Guildhall Wealth, tell him you know us. You know, he's there to help. But it's really time. You want to be stocked up, have some money out of the bank, have a little bit of whatever, because we don't know. We're going to have more outages probably. A lot more is going to unfold over these next three weeks. I have a lot of people that are already losing their power. They can't access their bank account depending where they are in the world. Food shortages. It is happening, but remember, it's all being created by the evil people of the world, the dark draconian energies. So we don't have a shortage of anything. So this is just a blip in time to get through, to get ready. There's no shortage in the world. It's going to come back on stream over time, but better. So remember that. Just prepare. People say to me, why does God show you the scary stuff too? because then we can prepare, get through it, help other people, help your neighbors. And then you'll be like, oh, I'm so glad we got through that. So I love you all. Again, check me out, tracylclark.com, for the Telegram groups at the bottom of the website. Come on over, get a prayer blessing every day. Interact with people just like you. You don't have to feel alone. It's a great community of lovely souls. And we keep you updated of what's happening each and every day. So have an incredible week, guys. And I will see you here, same time, same place, next week. Much love.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As the founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at tracylclark.com.